This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We just forget where we actually talk.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, we talk a lot.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nah, she does. She looks like a witch, like broom and everything. Bill, I tell you what, we're here on a Friday.
Yes.
And Brandon Cheese, our man, don't mention the other word, Hectic. Cheese Smith, is joining us shortly because we need to talk about the resurgence of the Melbourne Storm.
In the rugby league.
A rugby league. Exactly right. And yeah, then Bragger. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for that, Rabbit.
Slow, Rabbit.
And then Bragard is coming hard at us. And then Darren Lehman, old wobble guts, second hour. Idiot song.
Yes.
And then Fruity Joke.
Yes, a good
now,
one.
I'm down in Hobart, Fat.
What are you doing down there?
My better half's best friend is having her 50th, even though she's 52.
Oh, right.
So I'm here for that.
Good.
But beautiful down here. Well, you were down here not long ago.
Well, I am. I love Hobart. Brother Blair there, he thinks he runs Hobart. But I tell you what, it'd be a bit crisp, I reckon, Jim, because Mount Wellington, does it.
Snow.
It comes off there and a bit of crispy nuss.
No, there was.
In
and
the
as
air.
We crispy nuss. As we flew in, some snow-capped mountains around the place. Beautiful place, Hobart. I love it down here. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. And I suggest you go to what's the really good thing over there?
Rockwall?
No. Ramsey, where you
Mona.
Go? Mona. That's it. Go to Mona.
I've been to Mona. Yeah,
nice.
I've seen a whole wall full of you. Yes! Yes, Jimmy! Well, I got in there first. You were trying to do it, weren't you?
Hello, speaking of that. G'day, Rabs.
Kick out of the stoppage. Yeah. Baker wins it. Back inside. Well, I just wanted to respect their commentators.
He got the email. Roscoe got the email.
Roscoe.
He's read
Ross
it a couple,
the boss.
He's read it a couple of times, Jim, and he's respecting.
How good's he been on Sundays?
No, Jim, I love him.
Yeah. No, he's gold.
Yep.
Golden.
Does he know he's that funny?
No, he doesn't.
And you know him pretty well. Will he coach next year, Rabs?
I don't think so.
You don't reckon he will?
Jeez, no. Essendon will be coming after him hard.
Well, speaking of that.
Well, go on then. The Rappy?
The Rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well, the new coaching panel for the new Essendon coach has been named, Jimmy Boy, headed up by Josh Marnie. So that's a show of faith for Josh out there at Essendon. And then Robert Walls is on the panel.
Wallsy.
Also Jordan Lewis.
No, don't, Rabbits. Don't be playing it.
What?
All right. Well, Jordy Lewis. We know he's featured heavily on Nuff Nuff.
Just don't be hitting that button.
Out of respect for the fact that he's part of the process.
You know who else is on the panel? Simone McInnes.
Yes, saw that.
Coaches the Vixens.
Yep.
So good on you,
Maybe that's his technique, even when he is 50 metres out, but... Could have given it a bit more.
Oh, no.
Come on,
Rabbits.
Jordan.
If he's listening, I'm in Hobart.
No.
I've got no
from
influence
Hobart.
Over anything that gets played.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
Who will they go with, Jim? And Ross Lyon would be a perfect one.
He would be perfect.
He would.
Because they need straightening up, and he would straighten them up.
Exactly. Carlton have delisted 200 gamer, former state saint. Jack Nunes, Jim.
Yes.
Jackie Nunes kicked that goal.
Kicked him a goal after the siren over Perth.
What a magnificent goal it was. Also, Oscar McDonald and defender Luke Park. So they've all been delisted. It's all happening. Speaking of that, at North Melbourne, we told you yesterday that Dan McPherson has been delisted or let go.
Yes.
Well, a couple of other assistants, Jim. Heath Yoni, is it?
Yes.
Yoni. And Anthony Rocker. And, of course, Todd Viney is the new general manager of football there. So a bit happening under Clarko, Jimmy boy.
Well, the girls were on the plane with me today or with us today.
North Melbourne.
They're playing at Blunston Arena, I think, tomorrow to start the AFLW season. And I ran into the great Darren Crocker. There is a proper
good man.
Footy bloke.
Good football
very,
man,
very good man, Crocker.
Yep.
Had a good chat to him. They're very excited, the girls.
They're playing Gold Coast, you're right, at Gold Coast. 110 Blindstone Arena.
Yep.
Speaking of the girls, what about this? It continues for poor old Carlton. Last night, Carlton were defeated by Collingwood.
What?
Can you believe that?
Come on.
Again in the season opener, AFLW. Well done to the Collingwood girls there. Tonight is a big game. It's the grand final rematch.
Yes.
Adelaide and Melbourne in Glenelg, Jim.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night, the new franchisees clubs play out. Essendon and Hawthorn face off at Marvel. And you can hear those games where?
Yes.
On Triple M.
And?
Listener app.
Exactly
yeah, of
right.
Of course you can.
Carl Amon, Jim, has nominated Hawthorn.
Saw that.
As the place he wants to play his footy in 2023.
Yep. Good player, Carl Amon.
Oh, very good. That'd be a very good pickup for Hawthorn. It's just a poor name, Carl.
Oh, no.
It is.
You're just saying his name's poor.
Well,
even though he's a really good player.
He's a very good player, but it's not a name, Jim. It's a noise. Like Carl. You just say Carl. Yeah, just not right. But anyway.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Well, it's not right, Carl. Oh. Anyway, good luck to Carl Amon. Very good luck to him.
Yeah, no, that's
a Melbourne Storm hosts the Sydney Roosters tomorrow night at Amy Park, Jim.
Tonight.
At Amy Park in their final home and away game. Of course,
we got the Cheese coming up shortly.
Up next, Jim.
Yes!
And a sad night. A lot of very good players are just going to play their last home game at Amy Park, which is
right with me.
No.
Yeah, I think they have dropped it.
They have dropped the ball. The 2022 Victorian Spring Carnival starts tomorrow, Jim.
Ooh.
Group one at Caulfield, which is fantastic. It's the Menzies Stakes.
Menzies Stakes.
And I'll tell you what wins. Race 8, which is the Menzies Stakes. Number 2, Cascadian. Cascadian, just bet responsibly and all.
What's it paying $1.02?
No, it's about $8, Jimmy.
$8.
Each way, you can put it on over there.
At odds.
Yes. Number 2, Cascadian, I like that.
Right, I see.
And Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes.
Who he's going to suit up for McLaren.
Well, you broke it. You
yes,
broke
exactly.
the story.
But he's going to race for McLaren, Jim.
Yep.
First race since he announced the big split, of course. So it'll be a testing time there.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught up with Daniel.
Now, did you?
On my new podcast, Formula Billy. I'm working
what's
on.
No, hang on a minute.
Formula.
What's the name of it called?
Formula Billy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Just working on a new name. But
Yes.
But I caught up with Daniel and he had this to say.
It's the only racing I'm interested in. You know, this stage in my career, like F1 is, it's what I love and it's where I see myself if I'm doing any racing. But as I said, if let's say the stars don't align and it doesn't make perfect sense next year, and if it means, you know, taking that time off to kind of reset or reevaluate, then if that's the right thing to do, then I'm willing to.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. Podcast.
Interesting hair he's got rolling at the minute.
Oh, it's going back. It's
sort of all sort of clumpy at
the
front.
Yeah, not good, Jim. I think
weird.
You need some yeah. And I'll tell you what else I was looking at. Yesterday, but which will be tomorrow.
Yes.
Our man Damien.
Oh, no. You can't make Fat ever pre-record anything.
No.
Because as soon as he does, his mind gets so fried that he doesn't remember which day it is, who he's talking to, which show he's on, anything to do with it.
I know exactly what day it was and that, but Damien's going back. I'm worried for him.
I really
am worried for him.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, you?
All right, hectic next.
No.
Just cheese.
Just brand new cheese.
Oh, yes.
No hectic Smith.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't, he understand
Give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
With just 2 rounds to go in the NRL season, the Storm are back to their winning ways.
Melbourne score 60, Brisbane 12. Unbelievable game.
And our next guest is back to his defence-destroying best.
Brandon Smith down the middle. Beats another. He's away. Puts the foot down.
Before the Storm take on the Roosters tonight, please welcome the Cheese, Brandon Smith.
Bill.
Yes, Jim.
About a month ago, we thought the Storm might have a fork in them.
Exactly.
We thought after this glorious run, basically a decade, it might just have come to an end.
They had a slump.
And then bang,
they've
4
won,
straight.
Including a 60-12 win over the Broncos last week. And our man, Brandon Hectic Cheese Smith, joins us. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Oh, I'm well. How are you? You're sounding up
fellas,
and about.
I told you, fellas, it's just cheese now.
Oh,
not hectic.
You. I knew that. Yeah. Just the cheese now. And, hey, cheese, you play the tricolours tonight. Big game at Amy Park, but it's a sad night because it's a lot of farewells.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty emotional. We spoke about it the other day, me, Jesse, Felice and Kenny's last official home game. Yeah, we had our little moment, but now it's go time. So I'm looking forward to having all the fans out there, and I'm looking forward to getting out on the field tonight.
Well, you're playing against the mob you're going to. How's that going to be?
Well, hopefully I can show them that they spent their money well. So.
You would have had a tear, of course.
Yeah, of course, a couple of tears. I'm a pretty emotional guy, anyway.
Oh, well, sometimes on the field you have a few words to people and umpires.
Yeah. Jim? That's where I'm not controlling my emotions. Hopefully that doesn't happen tonight. It'll be a disaster.
When that did happen, Cheese, did Bellyache just grab you and say, listen, we probably need to do it a different way? Or how was that handled?
He wasn't too angry with me, to be honest. He didn't like... He didn't express that he was that angry at me. I guess he just went with the disappointed father approach to the whole situation. And it was definitely a bad time for me. I sort of let my teammates down. So
You're right now. You're playing.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Bill who brought that up, Cheese.
What do you normally do?
See how I went blank there and I didn't say what I was going to say?
See? You're getting better at it.
What I learned.
What do you do before a game, of course, Cheese? Have a sleep or something?
I generally have a sleep, but it depends. If I'm not tired, then I won't have a sleep. Other than that, I just I have one thing I do, and it's eat all the purple lollies in the room, in the warm-up shed.
Purple lollies?
That's the only superstition I have. I eat all the purple lollies, and then I'm ready to go.
What, jelly beans? Any purple lollies?
The jelly beans.
Well, my theory is you eat the good lollies. Like, you're not going to eat something that's yuck, that's bad for you as well.
No one eats the purple lollies, Cheese.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That's why they're all left.
No, we leave the green ones.
No, I walk in there first. I get there first and I eat all of them.
So nothing with jocks or socks or run out last or through the banner?
Nah, nothing with that. I've got to wear my budgie smugglers, of course. There's a little plug.
Oh, yes. How's that going? Last time you were doing an ad, I reckon we were talking to you, and it was very cold.
Yeah, I just did an ad the other day. We're looking for the most ordinary rigs in Australia, if you can... Into yourself would be great.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm looking at Bill and he will win hands down.
Yeah, buddy.
What about yourself, Cheese? What's the rig looking like at the minute?
Oh, good.
Pretty, extraordinary, I'd say.
Now, what about you met Shaq, I understand?
Yes.
Yeah, we met Shaq last night. He's a bit of a legend, eh? He's everything you think he's like, but it was pretty funny. We were showing Shaq when Munster got his life taken by George Tafua. Yeah. And Munster opened up his phone and there was exclusive sites were on and Shaq saw it.
What did Shaq say?
He said, geez, you probably have the same search history as me.
Was he good? What else did he talk about, mate?
He just talked a lot about rugby and the difference between AFL and league and the difference between rugby union and rugby league. And we basically just said, like, one's good and one's terrible.
Which union's terrible? Or AFL? What are you talking about, Cheese?
Well, I'll let you figure that one out.
And some fishing. You've been getting the fishing happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fishing's been going on lately. We've got a big Storm fan. He runs sort of a charger. His name's Gawain's Professional Services, plug number two.
Yes.
He's been taking us out, and he took us out a few weeks ago, and Harry caught a big 120-kilo tuna, but Brandon caught Jack. So.
paying a court check.
What about the shark? I'm seeing a photo of you here, Cheese, with a bloody shark hanging on to you.
Yeah, but that's not 120 kilo tuna.
No, it isn't. That's true.
Still. No, that was a gummy shark. So that was Flake, which is also very nice.
Ooh.
I don't know if a lot of people know that gummy shark is what you call Flake.
Yes, I do. So I think they do. Yeah,
all right,
nice. So you take it home and cut it up.
Well, we're just dumb foosball players. Everyone I told it at training was like, "What, really?"
Well, I didn't actually know it was from gummy sharks. Yeah, I knew it was shark meat. I didn't know it was gummy shark.
Well, not that hard.
There you go. Now you're also Triple M's NRL Saturday scrum this weekend.
Wow,
you're going to be on with Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, etc.
Yes. I'm nervous actually.
Why?
I'll be honest. I don't know. I just feel excited then. I'll change the word to excited. That's like my first time ever trying out something like that. I've been on the radio for more than 15 minutes with you losers. So.
That's what you got to be.
Now, Cheese, when you finish,
we
all thought we could bloody turn you around, Cheese, and he wouldn't bugger off.
And he didn't get a call from Wayne Bennett at the Dolphins, I see.
Mm. Now, Cheese, when you become a rooster, are you still going to jump on the phone and talk to us?
No.
Probably not, eh? Of course, boys.
Oh, Cam Munster going to stay at the Storm?
No comment. I have no idea.
Oh, he's a star. Well, all the best. A big crowd will be there tonight, Jimmy Boy at Amy Park, the Bromwich brothers, Felice, and, of course, the Cheese. Their last game at home. Yes, it is a sad night. All the best. Take on the Sydney Roosters. You'll beat them, and you'll be best on ground, and they'll love you.
Yeah, probably get 5 tries.
Probably not.
You can grab your tickets at Ticket Tech. It's the only footy in town this weekend outside of the AFLW. Brandon Cheese from the Melbourne Storm on the Rush Hour.
Well Triple done, M. Cheese.
Thanks, man.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And lady with glasses.
oh, no.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag, Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Well, I've just quit my job. I loaded the family in the car and drove all the way to Adelaide for Frozen the Musical.
How is Frozen? Is it good or not?
Oh, horrendous.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Here we go with Brag Artist on a Friday, and usually it's me.
Yes.
No, it won't surprise any of our listeners. What? It's normally me with the helmet on with the little side pieces and the GC scoop walking out to face the West Indies because Fat wouldn't do it.
No.
But today...
Yes. I wish I put a helmet on because I'm Rick McCosker, Jim.
Oh. No.
And I'm walking out onto the ground.
Bob Willis, centenary test.
Coming in, and I went to hook him and bang. Oh, but anyway, cuts the effort to bat in the second innings. You've got no idea, Rabs, I'm talking about, but well done to Rick McCosker. No.
1977 centenary test.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
Kerry O'Keefe, our man Skull, opened the batting second innings.
He did too.
Did you know that? He opened the batting.
He did too. I didn't know that.
Good man, Kerry O'Keefe.
Got home last night. A touch tired, Jim. I stayed in town.
Why were you tired?
Physically and mentally.
Right.
It'd been a long day yesterday. Yeah, I don't know if you were aware. I got home and just got myself a little pizza and had a little beer.
I don't reckon.
And then, Jim.
It would have been a large.
Pepperoni and chili honey. It was actually all right. And I put together not one, but two bedside tables from Freedom. Two bedside tables.
That is good.
From Freedom, Jim. I did it.
Flat pack.
Yes. And well, it was flat pack, and then I had to put them all together and make sure the drawer.
Allen key.
Oh, that's very important. Allen key.
The Allen key.
Yes, very important, Jim. So I did that. I was, well done, Bill. Very happy with myself.
Oh, no, I like that. No, that's decent because they're not easy to do, and I've got a brag artist myself.
Oh, what's yours, bragger?
Nephew was the AFLPA Player of the Year, and that's all to do with me.
Oh. You're so unbelievable.
Bill, well, there's no way his father's had anything to do with any of that.
Funny you should mention this. I just got an article here, Jim.
Go on.
ABC Online article.
What did it say?
Sporty jeans.
Yes.
Ian and Joan Brayshaw are very proud.
Stixie legend, of course.
Yes, Stixie, of course. Very proud of their grandsons, Andy and Angus Brayshaw.
And proud of their sons as well.
So it says, sporty genes. The Brayshaw family tree is full of sporting superstars.
Yes.
Ian played cricket for Western Australia and footy for Claremont.
Premiership player for Claremont, yep. Yeah, exactly. Like his son.
His son, Mark, played for the Kangaroos. And his other son, James, was a cricketer.
That's only a cricketer.
That's what it says, Jim.
But it'd be mentioning the premiership for Claremont as well.
His son, Mark, played for the Kangaroos. And his other son, James, was a cricketer. That's
piss
all
off.
It says. Stixie, good work.
Nah, I like that.
Sucked in.
No, that wasn't Stixie saying that. That would have been the journo.
Well, it would have been.
Wouldn't have been the old man.
Well, there's no thingos above it.
Yeah, quotation marks.
That's it.
What are we giving away, please, Rabbits?
We are giving away a Red Gum barbecue hamper valued at over $170 and a Bottle-O voucher as well.
Oh,
what do you
nice.
Get? So you get the Red Gum wood.
No. It's like a restaurant up in the peninsula. So it's a pack with barbecue pack with that.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Come on, but nothing to do with wood.
It was a trailer of wood. That would have been
a trailer. Yeah, no, it's not. 133353, ring us now. Brag artist next.
By the way, get Dad a Red Gum barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door. Redgumbarbecue.com.au.
Is that the wood? No.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in an interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter.
Thank you. Have a third go.
Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
Friday brag artist time, boys.
Come on, Fat. Let's get some of our family members bragging about what they've done during the week.
Well, let's go to Paul in Pasco Vale. Paul, what's your brag artist?
King of Geelong and a cricketer.
Yes.
I have been a Melbourne Storm member, one of the record-breaking 40,000 members. I've been there since the beginning, 25 years.
Wow.
And tonight, when I get to the game, I will have been to every Melbourne Storm home game this year, including the one in Brisbane.
Wow.
You're so unbelievable.
So, Jim, 25 years, only been going 25 years, I reckon.
That's it.
A sad night tonight, Paulie, with the boys leaving.
Well, yeah, it's their last home game as such, but we'll see them in the final, so not quite as sad as it could be.
Oh, I see.
Oh, righto.
Righto then, Paulie.
Righto.
Stay on the line there then. Greg joins us, Fat.
From Lemnos. Oh, hello, Greg.
Good afternoon, lads. How are we?
Going well. How's Greg? Lemnos?
Lemnos is beautiful at the moment. Sun's shining. Apples are growing. It's lovely.
Near Shepparton it is. Some good footballers out of Lemnos. What do you got, mate?
I probably saved a guy about an $8,000-$10,000 bill today.
Yeah.
I pulled up at a service station to fuel up the truck that I drive and noticed a guy just taking unleaded fuel out of a diesel car he'd just filled up.
No.
I said, mate, do not start that car. It's going to cost you big time if that fuel goes through.
Well done.
Good. A lot of people do it, Greggy.
Yeah, my father-in-law actually did it probably about 2 or 3 months ago in a Land Cruiser. It cost him $15,000.
So if you have done it, you don't start the car because then the petrol will go through all the lines and pistons and shackle pins and stuff.
Shackle pins.
Yes, that's right, the shackle pins, yes.
Yeah, well right. Stay there, Greg. Well done, by the way. Well, save that man driving off. Bo's from you from One Thaggy, mate.
Hey, Ollie, gentlemen.
Hey, Bobo.
Good, Bobo.
Now, if you remember on Tuesday, it was absolutely hosing down.
Yes.
I got sent home early from work and down by the shore at Elwood, a little old laid out a flat tyre. So I thought I'd, pulled over, jumped out and got that sorted for it.
Oh.
Well done.
You're so unbelievable.
How come it's always a little old lady? Suppose they can't fix it.
Well, say if it was a normal sort of 28-year-old man, he'd get there and do it himself.
Yeah, good on you, Bo.
That'd probably be what it is. But well done, Bo.
Yeah, in the rain, Jim.
Yeah, no, well done. That's quality. Yeah. Greg's there, Bill.
He's from Corowa, Jim. Hello, Greg.
How are you guys?
Good, Greg. What have you done?
I won the second annual Bald Ale Brisket Smoke-Off.
Brisket Smoke-Off.
What is the Bald Ale Brisket Smoke-Off?
Well, generally, it's just an excuse to have a heap of frothies, but we get handed about a 7-kilo brisket at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we got to present it to the judges at 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, 12 hours.
12 hours, slow cooked. Rested.
What is brisket, by the way? I know it's meat, but what sort of, where, what's the cut?
It's a combination of the shoulder and the flap that goes over the rib cage. So you've got two totally different styles of meat that you got to cook at once.
Are we talking beef, lamb? What are we talking about
beef,
here?
Beef, mate, beef.
Beef, Jim. Hey,
how many competitors?
Yeah, how many are in it?
It's a select few, we'll just say that.
There's one.
It's no. Invitation only. And it's just a select, possibly.
Bill. So it's a shoulder and the flap, Jim.
They're very far from rare.
Very, very heated competition. Trust me, there was a lot of scallywagging and carrying on going on.
That's it.
But when you win by one point, it's sweeter than Collingwood winning by 1 point.
There we are, Bill.
Mm. Good
all
one.
Right. Okay.
Is there another one? No.
I thought there was another
one. Yeah, there was Steve, who threw a cricket ball. I wanted to have a chat to him because you know how blokes can throw a long way, Jim, in cricket?
Yes.
We've got Steve here. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, mate. Hello.
What's your brag at us, mate?
I threw a cricket ball the entire length of Fryer Reserve in Newtown back in the 1980s.
How far is that?
Well, I'm not really sure, but if it's 60 metres to the middle, it's got to be at least 120 metres.
That's a long way.
That's a long way. Yeah. Yep.
Billy, and you know the bloke who asked me. He's no longer with us.
Who?
Philip Doggy Morrow.
Oh, yes, Doggy.
I play cricket and footy with Doggy.
Oh, so you threw the whole... Is that where Newtown play footy in the GFL?
Guild St Mary's Cricket Club.
Oh, down there near where I used to live down there. Nice little Guild Cricket Club. All the big boys play there.
That's the one.
What big boys, Bill?
Well, they look
larger like, build.
Yeah, look like me, Jim. I could get a game there. That's a long, long... I love that because... I've got mates that can throw the ball. They were no good at cricket, but, gee, they could throw a long way. So good on you, Steve. Mm-hmm. Righto, here we go. Jim,
right,
who
are you giving the prizes to, Fat?
Well, some good ones there. Greg, I was going to, but there's only two in it, and they were drinking for 12 hours.
No,
so.
Exactly.
So, Bo was, it was very nice of Bo or Paul. Yes.
Well, which
Jim?
One? Which one?
I'm going to go with Bo. He helped out the old lady. Well done, Bo.
Changed the tire in the rain.
Well,
like
in the
that.
Rain, yep.
Well, I like that.
We'll send Bo the Red Gum at Barbecue Hamper valued at over $170. We've also got the Bottle-O voucher to give away.
Well, Paul, who's been a member of the Melbourne Storm for 25 years, that is a bloody good effort. Well done to you, Paul.
Paul, you've got a Bottle-O voucher. It's your one-stop shop for Father's Day gifts. Good value booze for good value dads. Visit your local store today.
And Greg gets something.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well done, Paul.
From Lemnos.
Greg gets something with the brisket smoke-off.
We'll send him a Triple M prize pack.
Yes.
Which is magnificent. Something.
Well, there's two in
it. Even though there was only two of them in it. Bill.
And you know what? We'll send Greg the barbecue pack because it sounds like he's a man
that
loves his barbecue.
He loves his barbecue, Greg.
The Red Gum Barbecue Meat subscription for Father's Day. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to your dad's door. redgumbbq.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
Now, on Monday, we're in Mansfield, and this coming Monday, we are heading to Kyneton.
JB and Billy love an away trip.
So what we're calling you is road trip rattles.
So we're going on tour.
They've been everywhere, man.
Thanks to our van RV, the Rush Hour hits the road.
Hit the road, Fat.
For the largest range of caravan parts and accessories in Melbourne, check out ourvanrv.com.au.
Hey, the Our Van RV, by the way, is absolutely superb.
It is.
The one that's followed us around all the venues is brand spanking new, Bill, and you would happily spend months in that.
He would.
It's actually an unbelievable thing.
Own shower, own dunny,
yes.
Which I love. That's what you want. Oven, double bed, bunks. It's got everything in it you want.
TV,
aircon.
No, it's brilliant. Now we're going to Kyneton.
We are the Shamrock Hotel, Jim, in Kyneton, part of Australia's history. Paul Chapman, Chappy. He coaches Kyneton up there, the Kyneton Tigers. And Nath Thompson, the double-barreled Cobra, wasn't it, Jim?
Boy, he gave it the in and then out. So I loved it.
Exactly.
He's going to be on the show.
Well, he's involved. He's been up there for a long time, involved up there. He's a good man. So
he's a good man.
Where else they'd have a good bakery? country, I reckon, Clinton.
Yeah, yes. Voted the number one pie 3 years in a row.
Wow. Yes, the Country Cob Bakery is...
what was that, Rabs?
The Country Cob Bakery, Bill.
Right, I see.
No, I'm not saying it.
No.
No, the Cob Bakery.
Yes. Best and, pie 3 years in a row.
Well, we better have one.
And we may be chatting to the Daffodil King, Mark, as well.
Hello.
What's he?
The Daffodil King.
Fiddingham.
Yes.
All right.
Our producer, Whitney, comes from Kyneton, and she's very concerned that this one works.
Queen of Kyneton.
The Queen of Kyneton, she calls herself, in fact.
Shayna Blaze, only the princess.
Of all of the venues we're going to, if this one doesn't work, she is going to be very unhappy.
Well, we will be,
too. It'll work. The Shamo, the Shamrock
ready
Hotel
to go.
In Kyneton, it's ready to go. It's magnificent, part of Australia's history. So head on down on Monday. We'll do the show live from 4 until 6.
Yes.
Meet JB and Bill, Rosie. We're all going to be there.
We'll all be there. Absolutely. And then the Monday after, we go to Colac.
Oh, Bill. Have we already announced that one?
Yes, we did.
Good. Oh, we did? I was going to say, has Bill just dropped it out?
No, we've announced it.
So come on, Jim. Did you know that?
Get up to speed, fat wear. Oh, no, the enclosure.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio. Darren Lehman, not far away, superstar player, superstar coach, now superstar analyst of the game on Fox Fat, and not your typical. Well, not a shape that would last today.
I like
the game of cricket.
I like his shape.
Back in those days, he used to have the hail damage ass and a real fat wobbly gut.
No, he didn't. Not that fat.
Bloody oath he was.
And he was in Melbourne, of course, for the great weekend with friends, and you didn't get invited.
I don't remember any of that. Mm.
Yeah, of course you don't. And then now, also,
any form of rappy?
We have, but we've got the idiot song to come up too.
Yes.
Very good song.
Yeah, and what else?
And the joke.
What about the idiot song?
The joke's coming up also.
The idiot song, any tune that's
Jesse's
sung?
Girl, of course, one of the great songs of all time.
Yeah, so this is how Bill tried to describe it. One of your favourite songs, Bill.
It is.
Maddie's put it together. It's magnificent.
It's about Jesse.
That's it. Well, you can probably guess what song it is now. It's the Rush Hour Triple.
About a girl. And about a girl whose name is Jesse.
Thanks, Bill.
That's it. Well
Which
done.
It isn't.
Well,
it isn't. It's about a man called Jesse and his girl.
Called Jesse. Anyway.
You reckon Jesse's dating Jesse?
Jesse. Well, it happens.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, no, Jesse and Jesse. I reckon that's what it was. Yeah
that's it. Anyway, Jing. I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh, my God. What has happened to him?
Jim.
He's rattled.
Jing.
Jim. It's a week out of
the... Branded me Jing.
Start again.
It's a week out, Jim, of the finals action, okay?
Yes, it is.
So I've had a little look into the crystal ball finals action.
All right. Bling.
So our first game, Jim.
Yes.
Brisbane versus Richmond at the Gabba. Brisbane got a couple out, Rayner and Answorth.
Yes.
But also Marcus Adams had concussion, Jim. So does he come back? He's very important to him.
I would have thought.
Yes.
Given they've had a week off.
No, but they've got to tick the boxes. You know how bad concussion could be. So that's an interesting one.
Weeks, so I reckon.
Take on Richmond. Dusty training beautifully. Jack Graham will come back in. No Dylan Grimes. He's out with a hammy.
Right.
Lynch with that groin, but he'll be okay. And then young Noah Cumberland hurt his foot the other day at training. So there you go. Interesting.
Right. Yes.
I know they've got a week to recover, but I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, right out there.
Yeah. Melbourne going beautifully. No injuries at Melbourne.
Right.
Well, Clarence has got a bit of a thumb, of course.
But he's had that for months. So
and you know what else is interesting? Tom McDonald will play in the VFL this weekend.
Yes.
Now, that is interesting for the Melbourne Footy Club, Jimmy boy.
What are you laughing at, Rabbits?
I just can't get over
the fact that he's called me Jing.
He likes Jing. Take on Sydney, Jim.
Yes.
Who should get Tom Papley back? He got concussion from the last game also.
So Pap.
The Pap, he'll come back.
Good.
So they're going along nicely too. Not too many injuries there. The Cats and Collingwood.
Yes.
Oh, look who comes in for the Cats, Jim.
Who comes
Jeremy
in?
Cameron, Stanley, Mitch Duncan, and maybe Meningola. So who goes out, Jim?
Well, you tell me. They're your mob.
I can't yet. I'll wait. But that is interesting at selection table. Mm-hmm. Take on Collingwood. Taylor Adams going beautifully. Radley, your mob.
He's going good.
They're in good shape, Collingwood.
Ching.
Ching. And then You're not listening to me. This is actually
we've all lost our way. You called a bloke you've known for 20 years and worked with for 12 on this show, Jim Jing.
That's okay. Fremantle, Rory Lobb and Griffin Logue have got to come into the side, Jim.
Yes.
Nat Fyfe, beautiful. He's cherry ripe. We heard that during the
cherry
week.
Cherry ripe.
Take on the Western Bulldogs, who they say today they come out and said that the Bont is back. He's fit. He's got no soreness. So he's ready to go. You know, who hasn't been in their last side? Johansson and Crozier. They've got to make it.
Even Johansson.
Johansson. Yep. No, that's it. I did a lot of work that you just couldn't give
that's
a shit.
That's great.
When you don't even remember the name of the bloke you're playing, working with.
I got some breaking news too, Jim.
On
the Essendon coach.
Yes.
Scott Morrison has appointed himself as a new coach at Essendon.
There we are. Yeah.
The break didn't start well. This is it.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing. Jim.
Jing.
Do you like me, Scott Morrison one?
Not really.
No.
No.
Well, he's appointed himself to everywhere else.
Yeah, no. I didn't.
Yeah, that's it.
I
didn't anyway, Jing. I've been looking. Jim. Jing. Come on, Jing. Anyway, Boof. I can see him.
Oh, my God.
I can actually see. It's hard to miss him, to be honest, but he's Boof Lehman.
No. Well, I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show.
Well, if you actually listen to it, it was all right.
He hasn't had the best of days.
No, he hasn't.
That was a good segment, Bill. Well done.
You just went through people who might or might
not
play.
Well, it's an insight. It's an insight.
It's a rush hour.
In a week's time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
Our next guest was a rock in Australia's middle order, making 5 test centuries, 4 in ODIs, and hitting the winning runs in the 1999 World Cup final.
Remember that? That 4 runs, that's 60 for the Australians. What a wonderful performance to win by 8 wickets in the World Cup.
He then coached the Aussies to 2 Ashes victories and a World Cup win in 2015. Please welcome Darren Lehman.
Superstar, this man.
Yes.
He was a superstar when he played. He then dominated as a coach and now as a broadcaster for Fox Cricket. And we're going to talk about the draft coming up shortly. But Darren Lehman joins us. Big boy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, lads. What an intro that was. I was a bit worried about being calling the rock of the middle order. There's no rock. It was a sloppy gut I used to play with
him. I know, mate. I saw it for 10 straight years. And a pimply fat ass too. I mean.
How are you going, Boof? What are you up to nowadays?
Enjoying. I'm working with, obviously, Brisbane Heat and Fox and looking forward to the Big Bash. And as you know, the Big Bash draft's coming up, so looking forward to that on the weekend.
If you had first pick, I got that asked this yesterday, if you had first pick in the draft, who would you go for?
Oh, mate, you can't go past Rashid Khan, can you, really? No. I mean, he's the best player. Him and Livingston, they're two right up there. But you've got Trent Boult, who's a superstar of the game. Yeah, you've got Kieran Pollard, Dwayne Bravo, Sam Billings, Shadab Khan. You know, you've got a fair few there to pick from. It's going to be an interesting first few goes, I think.
So tell me how it works. Please, we're going to be able to watch it on Foxtel and KO, 6:30 p.m. this Sunday, the BBL draft. How does it work?
Oh, look, obviously, the first picks are Renegades. They drew in the lottery because Renegade Stars and Heat, we finished down the bottom, so they flipped that around a little bit. So they are the first pick, and then it goes Stars, Heat. So looking forward to seeing how it plays out before the Heat get their first go at it. 1-8, and then you go around again. So there's a platinum group, a gold group, a silver group, and a bronze group. So 24 spots available through the 4 rounds of 8. So some players are going to, you know, be very happy, then some players are unluckily going to miss out, I suppose.
And I tell you, I like Faf du Plessis.
You love it. Well pronounced, Bill.
I know. That's why I just wanted to say. That's all I just
wanted
to say.
You just wanted to say his name.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah. Well, he surprised me because he was a bit dour, I reckon, when he played cricket, but he's come out and he just slogs them now.
Yeah, he's very good in the shorter format. A good record. And I had him at the 100 with the Northern Supercharge a couple of years ago. He was the captain and really enjoyed working with him. So, you know, he'll be highly sought after as well.
So your own role with the Heat is what?
Well, assistant coach, Jim. No pressure. It's great fun. Yes, you just get to help out and, you know, look after the younger players. So it's been really enjoyable taking the back seat and just really enjoying the game of cricket, mate.
Wade Seckham, of course, kept up there for years as the main man.
Yeah, he's, main, he's been there in charge last year and then now this year. So he's been with the Bulls for about 5 years, had a lot of success. So he's enjoying that, that change of sort of dual roles and, yeah, going really well.
I played for, I reckon, 7 or 8 years with Darren Lehman.
Yes.
And loved every second of it, by the way, because this is a gentleman that enjoyed the game.
He did.
And what I mean by that is once the final ball was bowled,
you'd have a beer.
He enjoyed the game.
Nothing wrong with that, Jim.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But Buff and I, did you know this?
Well, you would have had a wine. He would have had a beer. Yeah.
Twice in our time, put on 300.
Both times, how many Buff, mate?
200. Is that true or not?
That is true, James. And yes. Bill, you're right. He was ranking one, I was ranking with the draft. So that's the sort of record we had together. But James is a very good player, Bill. Very good player.
He tells us that every day, average 44 and all that.
No, Bill, I'm telling you that I, on both occasions, thought I was going all right.
Yes.
And he's doubled me.
With those.
He put on 300, Bill. He's made 200 of them twice. Took the piss.
And Merv Hughes used to hate you, didn't he? He would try and kill you, but he had respect for Buff.
He had a lot of respect
for Buff. No. He tried to kill everyone, Merv. Oh. He was a legend.
Hey, can you believe there's a one day of this Sunday? We're playing Zimbabwe, Jim, up there in Townsville, Buff.
Yeah, it'll be good. Oh, actually, cricket starts early. I mean, final season, you guys are flat out, obviously, with Triple M and the calls. But, you know, the cricket season's here. I'm looking forward to that as well. I think, obviously, you would think we'd dominate that series. But, you know, with the schedule, you've got to fit so many games. You've got to play them somewhere. So they're up in Townsville.
Yeah, 6 games back-to-back. They 3 one-days against Zimbabwe in Townsville. And then 3 games against New Zealand in Cairns.
Yeah, that's right.
So bloody oath.
Happening quick these days, a lot of games to fit in, and then obviously the World T20 Cup, which everyone's looking forward to.
And Townsville, they'll be able to pay some nice respect to the great Roy.
Yeah.
It will be. It's been a sad time, mate, to be perfectly honest. It's been, you know, as you know, we're all close to a lot of players in the sort of path too soon. So, it's been a tough time for everyone, mate.
They'll pause because that was Simo's hometown and pay spot some on. Nice respect, and so they should. We're going to take a little break, and then when we're going to come back, I don't think we need to.
No, Jim, I've got something to talk to Buff about.
Have you?
All the legends were back in Melbourne.
All right, we'll get to that
have
next.
Have a good time, and guess who didn't get invited?
More with Darren Lehman next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where are your Buccaneers?
On his Buccanehead.
We're joined by Fox Cricket's Darren Lehman. Catch the BBL draft this Sunday from 6:30 p.m. on Fox Cricket. Available on Foxtel and KO.
Just looking at a photo here, all the legends, Bluey and Brett Lee and Haydos and Buff and Andy Bickle and Gilly and Bluey and Ricky Ponting and Shane Watson. They're all the boys are there. They came to Melbourne for a great weekend of golf, for some drinking wine, just having fun. And they come to Melbourne. Brayshaw lives in Melbourne. The only problem for poor old Jim, he wasn't invited. It must have been good to have a weekend without him, Buff.
Oh, Billy, thanks very much. I don't think he was going to know that, was he? Or did he find it on the socials? I mean, we were down there as well. And Ricky Ponting, who's North Melbourne mad.
Yes.
Yeah, you would think he would invite him, but you are correct. Yeah, there was a stipulation you had to play.
What was that stipulation?
You had to play for Australia.
I already said that, Bill.
There it is, Jim.
He already said that, Bill.
No, I didn't.
You just made him repeat it again.
Had to play for Australia. You didn't have a baggy green. Bill, you haven't got one.
I told you about this weekend.
You didn't.
That's how you found out about it.
It must have been good. It was on fire out of all the boys.
James would know the pick of the one that would actually go the longest and keep going where others stop.
Massive ears.
Yes, that's right. That's the one, Adam Gilchrist. He keeps going. He doesn't stop.
I've never known an operator like him.
Everyone has fallen
by the wayside, and he's still going.
He's still at the bar drinking or having a wine.
He's unbelievable, Bill. I used to tell him I could go, and then I had a triple bypass, so I had to slow down. He just keeps going. He's hollow legs. He doesn't stop. So it was just to get together, really, because we keep saying we're going to get together. Everyone out there, make sure you get with your mates and have a beer and chat and see how everyone's going. So that's what it was. Just to get together, none other than, you know, the great Ricky Ponting organised the weekend. It was fantastic.
It is. It's brilliant, especially with the mates you've lost recently. It's important that you get around your mates. So I think it was a wonderful thing. Now, the Heart Foundation ambassador, yes. And I know that you've spoken about your own issues with heart surgery. Bill and I did the coronary angiogram.
We did.
And did that on the news boof to try and raise some awareness of the fact that if you're our age, go to your GP and get this thing checked out.
Yeah, how'd you go, boys? All clear?
Jim was all clear. I had a bit of a blocked artery, so I had to go back and have a stress test, actually, boof. But that's why you do this, mate. It's actually, yeah. You get a little kick in the ass. It's a good wake-up call, and you look after yourself. As what you did, I'm just reading here, mate, you used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
That was on a good day. When I was stressed playing cricket. Yeah, I used to do a lot of bad things, Bill, and it just caught up on me, so... For all males out there, females, it can happen to anyone, and supreme athletes. That's the most amazing thing. When you've got heart disease, you don't know about it. So anyone that's having any tightness in the chest or anywhere, really, just get checked out, as you did, Bill and James. So proud of you too. Very good.
No, it was good. And I was a bit worried because I had to go back again and all that. And you do worry because it's the heart and all that. But do you get well looked after, especially here, Jim? They were fantastic.
Yeah, they were.
Boof, I was watching England and South Africa the other day. I thought I'll have a look at this. And I don't reckon England have had an opening pair for 10 years now. They've got two blokes in there that feeding and can't bat at the opening. But South Africa must have the best bowling attack I reckon I've seen for 10 or 15 years, mate. They're unbelievable.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell Paddy Cummins. Line and those boys, Joshy Hazelwood, they'll be happy with you, Bill. I think they're pretty good.
No.
But you're right. Yeah. You are right, mate. You are following the game very well, as you normally do. So I would think that's the real challenge of the summer, us getting through their pace attack. They're quick. They swing it. They've got every base covered. I'm not sure I think our blokes might bat a bit better than probably they will. So that'll be the challenge.
Mate, Marco Jansen, he left arm exactly like Bruce Leed. Bruce Reid.
Yeah, Bruce Leed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bruce Reid.
That's what I thought you were talking about, the opening batter.
Yeah, that's Lee's. He can't bat. Yep. No, Marco Jansen. He's going to be something.
Yeah, he's quite. They've got some quality bowlers, as you said, so it's going to be a ripper series.
I went to the pool down there when I was staying at a resort, and, geez, they're all looking for him out in the pool. Marco?
Oh, God. What?
That's bad, Bill. Bad.
That's like embarrassing.
Sorry, Boof. That's shit. Right.
No, Bill. That's all right. Boof, did I hear you before say that's before you were stressed playing cricket? I've never seen a less stressed cricketer in all of my life.
That was outwardly, Jim. I had to worry about not running you out. Oh. And I had to worry about running, actually. Yeah,
right. There wasn't a lot of running. Just plastering him square the wicket to the boundary, square. Bill. That's all that used to happen.
That cut shot all through there, Jim. Magnificent he was, Boof. Now, where do we hear Boof? Where can we hear him?
It's the 6:30 on Fox Cricket, available Foxtel and KO. The BBL draft is coming up this Sunday, so check it out ahead of what will be a ripping BBL. It is actually time, Cricket Australia got their head around making this competition great again, Boof. So I'm glad these initiatives are coming in.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It'll be great. Yeah, let's look forward to a bumper summer. One, the Aussies have some victories. We have a great Big Bash League and, Brisbane Heat win the title. That'll be good.
Fox Cricket's Darren Lehman on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, Jim, two burglars.
It's all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Father's Day, JB and Bill. Make sure you get your VB for Men grooming kit. We've all got one for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Fat, you know what the lockdown taught me?
What?
Is how easy you can shop online, especially Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
You can buy something online from them. It's at your door in 3 hours.
Three?
It's unbelievable.
Wow, I'm just reading that now. Click and collect or fast 3-hour delivery. Straight to your door. You just said that. Well done, Jim.
That's it. Thank you, Bill.
In store or online, Jim, as I just said, big brands, even bigger savings. Shop at Chemist Warehouse this Father's Day. Pick up a fragrance. What's your favourite fragrance?
Hugo Boss. What do you go for, Bartholomew?
I wear Prada Black, but my old man wears Vulgari, and I bought him a bottle from Chemist Warehouse, and it was $45 cheaper from Chemist Warehouse than anywhere else. So guess what? Gary Warren, that's right. Warren. I also picked him up some Gillette razors with the money I saved.
Oh, no, right. Fat. Fat loves the roses. I love he the likes roses. To get them for nothing.
I do. That's the one thing.
I gave him one.
The one thing in life I love, getting those free roses.
No. No, they're brilliant. Chemist Warehouse, Rabs, no doubt about that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm, underwhelm, and over-deliver, my friend, which I do consistently.
Oh, so we flick it around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 week we have Idiot File. They go forever and are humorous. And then if Matty gets bored in the booth, he tends to swing towards the Idiot song. And I love these because they're Triple M faithful favourites.
They are.
And in the middle of it, we get you.
Yes.
And this one is one of your favourites.
Jesse's Girl.
Is that it?
I'd rather you play the song, Rabs.
Rabs. Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
Jesse is a friend.
Two best friends that anyone could have.
He's been a good friend of mine.
Friends?
No.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine.
Ooh.
And she's watching him with those eyes.
I'll sum Joseph up in one word, Jim.
Oh, what was that sentence?
And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Come to Big Papa.
Ooh.
All the best to you, Hurls. On the other flip of the coin, Jim, or even the other side of the coin.
Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl?
Rosie will do a magnificent job of taking around. You'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
duck.
There. No duck. No duck.
What hasn't happened yet?
I've got an incline.
An incline.
An incline.
You've got an incline.
And I'm looking in the mirror all the time.
With what I'm seeing in the mirror.
The mirrors are broken at Bill's joint.
I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines. Ain't that the way love's supposed to be?
But up next, we chat to the lizard. Sydney's Nick Blakely. Sydney's Nick Blakely.
Tell me, where can I find a woman like that?
And you know what today month is, Jim?
Oh, this is.
Today month.
Well, that's not a sentence.
It is.
You can't say today month.
Grand final day.
Is that what that today month bit meant?
That's right. Hence,
a month from today.
Well, I like to shorten.
Do you
really?
What about family? We've obviously got
he's got one.
Rau.
Ryu.
Ryu.
Rau.
Rau.
Then, Jimmy, there are... We're eight.
Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl?
I'm going to see Matty now because he can't use that chick.
Oh, I love him. I love
He's
Matty.
He's dirtied up.
I know. I love Matty. He is liquid gold.
I did, but I don't. So he can get stuck.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on. No. And they were going to go twang. So
yes.
He calls him Nick Blakely.
Yeah.
And then realises he said the wrong thing. And then calls him Nick Blakely again.
Because I was very happy with my lizard, Jim. Jim. Hey, well, guess what we happens? Are friends. You said we weren't friends in that. That
no, we're not. My, we're not. I don't
that hurt
really.
Me.
When
also,
did that get said?
During that, weren't you listening?
No.
Nope.
Not to that bit.
No. Nope. And also, my new place, Jim. Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
It's bloody hard. We haven't got a mirror.
No, it isn't. Not for you.
I just like to sneak past it and just get a little glimpse as I go past.
Oh, my God.
When I nude up.
Oh, no.
That is a little glimpse.
Please turn him off.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. No. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
No footy, but there's still a Saturday rub tomorrow, boys.
Oh, no, and just be interested to see if Duck bothers to turn up.
He won't, Jim.
You don't think he will?
I don't think he will.
You think he'll forget?
No, it'll be
ahead
me.
Of tomorrow, he'll forget.
Exactly. Me doing all the heavy lifting.
Oh, no, I don't.
Damo a little bit. Bernie will do a bit of nuff-nuff stuff, and then you'll be okay. But
yes.
I just can't see the Duck.
Well, I'm down in Hobart, Fat, as you know.
Yes.
Because Jojo, Lisa's great mate, turns 50.
Jojo.
Well, she actually turned 50 a couple of years ago, but it was one of those COVID parties
COVID
where
ones.
They couldn't actually attend. So everyone hung on to their tickets, and it's tomorrow. So to Jojo, happy birthday to you, but Bill.
Jojo, happy 52nd birthday.
Yeah, well, it'll now nearly be 52nd in. Now, Fat.
Yes.
The jokes?
Yes, good.
Have been poor.
No, they haven't.
Rabs keeps hitting the wrong button. I'm going to deal with that next week. Somehow he's under your spell. I don't understand that. He obviously doesn't understand where the power exists within this arrangement. But Rabs keeps hitting the wrong button. And I'm dealing with him next week. Oh, no.
No, it's not the elephant.
The enclosure.
It's not the elephant one, Jim, no.
No, I went to the doctor.
And it's a Friday fruity.
All right, here we go.
Ballet.
Won't you tell a joke now?
Or not?
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, well, before it's not. No.
Well, okay.
Fruity Friday. Sorry about that. To anyone who's offended.
Oh, offended.
A man boards an aeroplane, Jim. He's going on holidays.
Yes.
He finds his seat, and the stewardess comes up to him and says, "Would you like headphones?" "Why, yes," said the man. "And by the way, how did you know my name was Phones?"
Oh my God.
He's gone there. He's gone there.
That is the oldest and worst.
Look at it, our friends out the back.
Oh, my God. That is appalling.
No, it's not.
No,
beautifully
not.
Told. Good
Rabbits,
joke.
You're only laughing Rats. Because he's an idiot.
No, Rabbits.
You're not laughing at that as a funny
yes,
joke,
he is.
Surely.
Surely you can see Rabbits. The fun of it over there in Hobart, Jim.
Rabbits, not even the people in the office here are laughing at that. They are offended.
Head to know my yes, Jimmy. Head to know my
well,
name
I can't
was
have either of you. No, I don't want any
old phones brownless.
Old phones brownless, Jim.
Funnily enough, Wooly Bully's playing in my ears. Wooly Bully.
Had to know my name was Fong, Fong, Fong.
Anyway, the doctor said I've seen an elephant.
How would he know, Jim?
Don't know. He's thrown his webcam away.
Oh, no, my cam's gone. Everything's gone. I've had enough of you rabbits as well. Collingwood Bogan.
Yes. Enjoy Mona. Mona. Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it.